Luke chapter number 2, if you have your Bibles, I ask you to stand. The Abiding Shepherd. I want to preach just a few moments. I won't be long. We got Christmas play tonight, and we got lunch after church. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 8. I'm curious about a word that the King James writer used. And he used a word, and he said that the shepherds were abiding. That the shepherds were abiding. And that's what I want to look at, the abiding shepherd. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 8. If you found your place, say amen. And the Bible says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. Lord, I thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to be the Savior of the world. But I sure am thankful this morning, Father, it goes a whole lot deeper than the Savior of the world. He's my Savior this morning. He's my King. He's my Lord. He's my lily of the valley. He's my bright morning star. He's my deliverer. He's my helper. He's my provider. He's my stronghold this morning. And I thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you just move on this service in a mighty way. For that one that's coming this morning and he's not their Savior, Lord, I'd pray they get saved this morning. For that one that's backslid, Lord, I'd pray they get back to fellowship with you this morning. Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. Guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything said this morning be all about you and not about me. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The Bible says and speaks about shepherds that were abiding in Luke chapter number 2 in verse number 8. It said that them shepherds were abiding in the field. To be abiding in the field would mean this, that they stayed, they didn't leave, they didn't run off. And when the hireling came and when the enemy came, they didn't flee, but them shepherds, they abided. Them shepherds, they stayed in them fields. They stayed with watch over the flock all night long. They didn't leave just at the hint of any little thing, but the true shepherds, they abided in the fields. And all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord came to them and they were so afraid. And he said, be of good tidings, be of good cheer, be of joy that there's a baby going to be born and his name is Jesus. I think it's amazing this morning that the King James Bible, hey, would use a word called that they abided in the field, that they didn't run away. And you know today that Jesus Christ, he is our shepherd. If you look with me, if you will, in John chapter number 10 this morning, I want to take a few moments and talk about an abiding shepherd, a one that stays and one that don't run away. In the world we live in where people run away and they leave us and they leave us forsaken, we got a God that doesn't do that. Can I get an amen? And this morning I want to share with you how that is. That day would be truly an abiding shepherd in our life, and his name's Jesus. John chapter number 10 and verse number 11, I want to talk about a shepherd that abides forever. John chapter number 10 and verse number 11, the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Ain't you thankful for that? He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd who's on the sheep or not seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and he fleeth and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. But look with me if you will in verse number 26. But he said, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep as I said unto you. And here's what I want to talk about, a shepherd that abides. If you've been saved this morning, washed in the blood of Jesus, you've got a shepherd that won't leave your side. No matter when the hireling comes, no matter when the wolf comes, no matter when the devourer comes, he won't leave your side. And you say, preacher, what will he do? He'll stick closer than a brother this morning. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all of, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You say, preacher, if we got a shepherd in Jesus Christ that abides and doesn't leave, oh, what do we get out of that? Oh, what's the big deal of having a shepherd that won't leave us? What's the big deal with having a shepherd that loves us that much? I say to you this morning, you get a personal relationship out of that. It's a personal relationship this morning. Oh, when you get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. You say, what is Christmas all about? Hey, we were dying and he was in the need to come and save us. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know we were dying and going to a devil's hell. And if he would not have been born of a virgin and came and lived 33 years and died on an old rugged cross and rose again on the third day, we would have no hope. We would have no way. But when he gave his life so we could have life, we receive a personal relationship. He said, my sheep, in verse number 27. Ain't you thankful for that this morning? He said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. You say, preacher, what good is a personal relationship this morning? I say to you, number one, that the sheep will hear the shepherd. Hey, when the shepherd gets to call, the sheep will hear the shepherd. They said back in the old days when they'd have sheep and they'd be herding them up, and then two different men would cross path and they'd have two different kinds of sheep. And they'd be going in different directions and they would pass by and they would go by one another. That shepherd didn't have to worry about herding them up. He didn't have to beat them. He didn't have to do none of that. All he'd have to do was holler out. And them sheep knew his voice and they'd get in line and they would follow him. I thank God this morning that we got a shepherd in heaven. When he calls my name, I know he's calling on me. We got a personal relationship with this shepherd because, number one, we hear his voice. Amen? We hear the shepherd. But not only do we hear the shepherd, but we know the shepherd. Now, you're not going to follow a shepherd if you're not a sheep. Now, if you're a goat in here this morning, you ain't going to follow that shepherd. That shepherd he's not going to be leading a bunch of goats around. he's not leading goats. He's leading sheep. Let me say that again. If you say, well, preacher's hard to follow him, he ain't leading a bunch of goats. He's leading sheep. Sheep, I'm a sheep. And my shepherd, he's calling me. And I have a personal relationship with him. When he calls my name, I hear it. I know when he's calling. I know who it is that's calling me. When I was a kid, my name is William B.J. Mills. When I was a kid, my mama called me B.J. Everywhere we went, it was B.J. It was no big deal. But if she ever reared up on that first name and she said, William, get here. You know what? I knew business was about to pick up. I knew I needed to get there. I knew I needed to get in the line. I knew I had somebody fixing to put it on me. Hey, can I say to you this morning, I got a God in heaven. He knows my name. I got a personal relationship with him. And when he calls me, I know it, I hear it, and I follow him. I ask you this morning, are you following the shepherd this morning? He said he heard the sheep, he knows the sheep, and he follows the sheep. Look what he says in verse 27 of the text about an abiding shepherd, a shepherd that's always there. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The Bible says in Psalm 23 and verse number 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You and I will never want to lay down. We'll never want to take a break. It's God who lays us down. It's God who gives us rest. It's God who gives us what we need. And he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. I say to you this morning, that is a personal relationship with the shepherd. He said it's a personal relationship. Why? Because he don't leave. Can I say to you also this morning as we move on, not only is it a personal relationship, but it's a permanent relationship. Nobody likes permanent stuff in the world we live in. A while ago in the prayer room, Ryder walked in. I got it on my hand. He walked in with washable markers. They're not permanent. You can write down what you want to write down many times as you want to write it down. You say, that's just a coincidence. He walked in that room with them washable markers. Oh, no, son, listen to me. My name ain't written down with a washable marker. My name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have a personal relationship with him, and it's permanent today. Can I say to you, I didn't write it in heaven. He did. Amen. Glory to God. You say, I ain't got nothing to be excited about this Christmas time. If you're saved, you've got everything to be excited about. You've got a personal relationship. You're his and he's yours. Amen. And I see it ain't only personal, but it's permanent. Look in verse number 28. Don't you like stuff that's permanent? Oh man, I'm talking about a permanent fix. Won't come loose. It'll hold when you need it to hold. Look what he says here. And I give unto them eternal life. Not temporal. You know what temporal is? You're saved today, lost tomorrow. What kind of life would that be? You're saved today, lost tomorrow, up, down, all around, don't know what to do. You say, what good is an abiding shepherd? Number one is a personal relationship. Number two is a permanent relationship. He said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Let me give you this. That permanent relationship, you say, preacher, how do you know it's permanent? Because it's given by the shepherd. He said, I give unto them. He said, I give unto them. Your preacher didn't give it unto you. Your spouse didn't give it. Boy, to God, I get fired up when I get thinking about this. Man, he said, it's a permanent relationship that we have, and it's been given by the shepherd. That relationship that you have this morning with Jesus Christ, it's been given to you by the shepherd. Man, and he knows his sheep. Jesus Christ gave you that. Not only is it given by the shepherd, but it's guarded by the shepherd. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be a security guard. I wouldn't want to be a police officer. I'd get feeling sorry and let some in and some out. But Jesus ain't that way. He said, listen, I give unto them eternal life. Nobody else gave that to you. Nobody else gave you eternal life. He said, I give unto my sheep eternal life. He said, I'm the one that's going to give it. I'm going to give them that life. Ain't you thankful for that gift? When Jesus came and he was born, he brought that life with him. He was the life. He is the life. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who was that Word? That Word was Jesus Christ. He came, he gave you life. He gave me life. When I called on his name, he gave me life. And not only did he give it, but he guarded it. He protects me. When the old enemy comes and he tries to wear my head out and make me think that I'm not a sheep, make me think that I'm not worthy, make me think that I don't have enough, make me think that I'm scum and no good, I want you to know we got a shepherd in heaven that says we are worthy this morning. He said, not only have I gave it to you, but I've guarded it. I got a guard on it. I want to ask you this morning, when was the last time you thanked him for guarding your salvation? When's the last time you thank him for guarding your salvation? If it was up to anybody in this room, every one of us would have done lost it. Yellow. Ain't none of us in here worthy to be saved. But he's seen something worth saving. Oh, glory. Man, you're talking about a gift he's gave us. He's an abiding shepherd. He's abiding. It's personal. It's permanent. He said, I give it. I guard it. I guard it with my life. He said, preacher, how does he guard it? He said he has put us in the Father's hand. We're in his hand, and he's in the Father's hand. Now listen, it's one thing to be in the hand of Jesus. Amen? It's one thing to be in the hand of Jesus. But it's something else when Jesus said, you're in my hand. You're in my hand, and I'm in the Father's hand. I've told this story many a times. There is security when you're in the Father's hands. Man, I can't give you a better explanation in my life than being in the Father's hand than this one right here. We went to the mountains as a church the other day, a couple months ago. Kaylee and Mason was driving, I think, and Garrett. Anyway, this kid's coming up. That's all I know. I done went to bed before they got there. But all the way up, it was on Live 360, and Kaylee was just having a fit. Oh, Lord. And she stayed awake like 8 hours to get up there. Got up there, they went to bed. I was done in the bed. And we got coming home a couple days later. And we got going down the road, and she was against the window, and Kyler was in the middle, and Ryder was over here. And we ain't even got on I-75 good out of the mountains. And she's laid up against the window. Kyler said, what is she doing asleep? Said she was awake all the way up here complaining about our driving. And she said, now she's in here and she's sound asleep. I said, because she's with Daddy. She's with Daddy. Do you think them young boys wouldn't go? Oh, I trust them to ride with her. But they something different when you were Daddy. Kaylee Mills, am I telling the truth? Why? Because we got a personal relationship with one another. You, my daughter, I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to harm you. And I'm not going to let nobody harm you or hurt you. Amen? And you know what she did? She get back there and she just sleep. She wake up and say, Daddy, I got to use the bathroom. We pull over, back in there. All the way up there, she's stressed out. I'm talking about talk to her mama at 2 in the morning, making sure everything's going to be able. But when she gets in there with Daddy, not one time did she say, Daddy, you got enough gas money to get us home? Daddy, you got enough gas money? You got enough to get us to eat? She never questioned Daddy. Not one time did she ever question me, Brother A, about anything. You know what she said? She just got in, shut up, and just sat down and went to sleep. You know what we need to do in our Christian life? If you've got a relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to get in, sit down, shut up, and let Him lead your life. Quit telling Him what to do and let Him tell you what to do. Man, He'll do something in your life. I'm telling you, when you get in and just sit down and say, I got a relationship with you, it's personal and it's permanent. You lead me where you want to lead me. You take me where you want to take me. You do what you want to do in my life because I'm trusting you and I'm not trusting what I can do. You know what the problem is with a lot of Christians? We trust what we can do instead of what He can do. If you'll put it in His hands this Christmas year, you say, preacher, my bank account's empty. Join the crowd. Preacher, Amazon. Brother Garrett done told me, he said, man, y'all been busy this week, ain't you? He said, I've been at your house a bunch this week. Yes, sir, you have. I had no clue about none of it. Thank you, though. What do you do, preacher? You got an abiding shepherd that loves you. The relationship's personal. It's permanent. But let me give you the last one here, and we're going to go. Not only is it personal. Whoo, man, I love it, don't you? I love how I can get right over in that corner. I can bow down and tell Him my needs, and instantly He starts meeting them right there in my life. I thank God, Brother Shea Taylor, how personal it is. I can tell Him stuff, son, me and you friends, but I can't tell you some things I tell Him. If I did, you'd say, that George lost his mind. He's crazy. You wouldn't want nothing to do with me. But I can talk to Him. He still loves me. He don't look down on me. You know what He does? He hugs me a little bit tighter. Because you know why? I'm in His hand. You don't think His hand's big enough to hug you? You say, well, I'm just sitting in His hand. Oh, no, He's hugging you in that big old hand. Amen? It's priceless. It's permanent. I'm not losing it. But my last thing, and I'm going to go on this, it's priceless. I wouldn't take nothing for it. Can't be bought out, kicked out, sold out. It's priceless. Folks, I'm telling you, it is priceless. The relationship, because I got a shepherd that abides. When everybody else flees, He's right there. When everybody else is gone, He's right there. He don't leave. He sticks right there and He lets me know it too. How do you know? Because I hear His voice. How do you know He's close? Because I hear His voice. You know what I tell Ryder? We get down the bottom. Brandy wants to be right under his feet. Everywhere he goes, get here, get here. I said, uh-uh. I said, you go, son. I said, but when I call your name, you better come. And don't make me call it twice. I get in that bottom. Brandy can scream for him. He won't answer a bit. She gets nervous. I just say, Ryder! Yes, Daddy, I'm over here. He starts coming that way. Why? Because I'm his daddy. If God's your daddy and He calls your name, you ought to be getting in line. You ought to be getting, oh, glory to God. Let me show you how priceless it is. I'm talking about just, you can't put a price tag on it. You're trying to buy so much this Christmas season and everything you need is right here. Everything you need right here. You say, well, I'm trying to give my kids, my family the best. Give them Jesus. Give them Jesus. They're already saved. Give them more Jesus. Just give them Jesus. Get the glory to God. I see it's personal. I see it's permanent. It's given. It's guarded. And it's recorded by Jesus Christ. But it's also priceless. Look in verse 29. How did Jesus have this and make it so priceless? He says in verse 29, my Father. My Father. See, I got a personal relationship with Jesus, and Jesus has got a personal relationship with the Father. He said, my Father. My Father. We've been referred to around here as Father God Church. I've had people say, you pastor that Father God Church? I say, yes, that's how we pray, Father God. You think I'm kidding? Listen to some of these men around here pray. Listen, Brother Kelvin, I call him pray at the end of the service. He'll say it every time he prays. Father God. Why? Because He's my Father, and He's my God. Personal. Personal, Brother Kelvin, in how we pray. Personal in how we lift Him up. Hey, here's what Jesus said. He said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. What'd Jesus do? He pointed everything right back to the Father. Folks, our relationship today is priceless. Why? Because it came from the Father. He sent Jesus. The Father sent the Son that we may become sons and daughters. Man, look at this. Verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. No man. Why? Because the sheep is in the Father's hand. Sheep is in the greatest hand. There's no hand greater. And the sheep is in the almighty hand. 1 Peter 5, 6 says, humble yourselves therefore under what? The mighty hand of God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah 48 and verse number 13. I want to share this with you. Isaiah 48 and verse number 13. Isaiah 48 and verse number 13. I see that abiding shepherd. Them shepherds abided. They didn't leave that field and they got to see Jesus. We got an abiding shepherd and His name is Jesus. We have a personal relationship, a permanent relationship, and we have a relationship that is priceless. Priceless. Look what He says in Isaiah 48 in verse number 13. The Bible says, and this is God talking, mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth. Now what you see, the mountains, the sea, the land, what you see, He made it with His hand. What you see in here, Brother Tony, Sister Kathy, Brother Lee, He made you with His hand. He spoke and said that let there be light. Correct? He spoke light. But He said, let me tell you, that man and that woman, they're a little bit more special than let there be light. He said, I can speak them into existence. I've got that power. But I want them to know that I got a personal relationship with them that I'm wanting to have. And it's been since they was conceived how, oh man, I've been there the whole time. And it's priceless. Instead of speaking us into existence, you know what He did? The Bible said that He took His hand, He formed man. He formed man in His own image. He formed man. He took you and He formed you. He made you. I don't know nothing more personal than putting your hands to the plow and making something. But I do know this, Brother Eric. When I make it, I don't want to get rid of it. Do you? I want it back. Even though it's been lost, I want it. If I lose it, I want it back. Satan took what God had made for us. And he said, I got to have it back, and I'm sending Jesus. He said, because what Satan's took is priceless. What Satan's took is priceless. He's broke a relationship between me and mankind, and I want it back. I want it back. Well, he could have done something different. No, he couldn't. It took the blood. It took the blood of Jesus. And he bought it back. This morning, I want you to know you've got a shepherd that has stuck with you no matter what you're going through this year. That shepherd is there. I'm telling you, a personal relationship I have with him. Do you? Do you? You've let him down a million times. I'm sure I have, if I could count that far. I'd just stop at 10. So many fingers and toes of God, I'll just stop at 10. But I've let him down way many more times than that. But I'm still saved. But I'm still saved. And to me, that's priceless. To me, that you can't put a price tag on that. You can't put a price tag on a shepherd like that, that loves you no matter what you've done. When you called on His name, He saved you. But God commended His love toward us that while we were yet sinners, He didn't love you no different when you got saved. When you called on His name for Him to save you, He don't love you no more. He don't love that saved no more than He loves that lost man. He loves us all the same. He loves us all the same. You can't merit favor with God. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, it is the gift of God. This morning I'll ask you, how's your relationship with that shepherd? When's the last time you heard Him call and you knew it was He calling? When's the last time you've been to an old-timey altar? Preacher, we don't do that. That's why we're in the shape we're in. When's the last time He started pushing on you? I'm talking about, and you, no, I ain't going. There ain't no way you're getting me up and out of there. You know why He pushes? Because He's personal. And it's priceless. This morning, church, you got a lot to be thankful for, and your pastor does too. And the greatest thing I got to be thankful for is my Savior, Jesus Christ, because He is my shepherd. Let us pray. Father, I love you. I praise you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for this day. I thank you that you're on the throne. I thank you that you're in control. I thank you that you're everything. Lord, I'm asking you this morning to move on us as a church, Lord God. Let us look to you as that shepherd. Lord, just as that shepherd. Lord, that we don't tell you what to do. You tell us what to do. The sheep don't tell the shepherd. The shepherd tells the sheep. Lord, we don't call you. You call us. Oh, Lord, this morning, won't you just move in this service? Lord, that one that's already going to be white knuckle before they ever stand up. That one that done knows they ought to be in this altar right now. Lord, that one that already knows that they can't wait for Christmas to be over. That one needs to be in the altar right now, Father. Lord, that's the sheep that needs to be in the altar. That's the sheep that's done got overwhelmed with the things of this world. They done tried to multitask too much. They done tried to line up too many things. They've overbooked. They've overdone. They've overscheduled. And instead of this being a blessing, it's a burden at Christmas. Lord, it's all about our shepherd, Jesus. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen.